Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, March 6th. This is from Capital Coverage. Colorado has two patients with presumed cases of the novel coronavirus, but the state is waiting for the Centers for Disease Control to confirm them. KUNC's Scott Franz has more on how state officials are responding to the virus.
At a hastily called press conference, Governor Jared Polis said the state has opened its emergency operations center and is working with hospitals to increase testing for the virus. Polis is hopeful the state can avoid a state of emergency by responding to any new cases quickly.
Current capacity at the state lab, 160 tests a day. That's with the regular shift. We can run another shift of people, and we believe even with the current resources, we can be somewhere between 200 and 300 tests a day if needed, and of course we're working on vastly expanding that capability.
Polis also sought to reassure Coloradans, saying the arrival of the virus is not a reason to panic. Health officials are working to track down anyone who may have come in contact with the first person with the presumed case of the virus while he was in Summit County for outdoor recreation. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
And here's some follow-up information from the Denver Post. The first patient to test positive is from out of state. He arrived at Denver International Airport on February 29th and traveled to Summit County. The man, who is in his 30s, was in Italy in mid-February, and a person with him on that trip has since tested positive for COVID-19. On Tuesday, the man went to St. Anthony's Summit Medical Center in Frisco after developing symptoms. He is now in isolation in Jefferson County. The second patient is an older woman from Douglas County who had returned to Colorado from an international cruise. She is isolated at her home per CDC guidelines. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment's state lab can test over 160 samples per day, with results in 24 hours. With the two new cases reported in Colorado, Governor Polis said the state plans to expand its testing. So far, the state lab has run 93 negative tests for the disease, and another 38 tests are pending. No specific treatment is available for the new coronavirus, so care for people with mild cases mostly involves medication to reduce fevers, rest, and plenty of fluids. People who develop pneumonia, one of the most common complications, may need oxygen or may need to be placed on a ventilator. And now, here's more news for you today. Also from Capital Coverage, state lawmakers have unveiled a bill they say will lower health insurance premiums for thousands of Coloradans, especially those on the Western Slope. KVNF's Scott Franz has more.
The so-called public option would be offered to the roughly 300,000 Coloradans who purchase their insurance on the individual market. Dylan Roberts is a Democrat who represents two Western Slope counties with some of the highest healthcare costs in Colorado.
This is the number one thing that I hear back home. They sent us here to fix this. The Colorado option does that in a careful, responsible, and bold way.
Supporters say the option would save consumers as much as 20% on their premiums by limiting how much hospitals can be reimbursed for care. But several hospitals disagree, saying it could destabilize the market. The debate over the public option is likely to be one of the biggest lawmakers will have during the last half of this legislative session. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
Next, the new general manager here at KVNF would like to introduce herself to our listeners. Here's KVNF News Editor Jody Peterson.
You may have recently gotten a pre-pledge drive letter from our new general manager here at KVNF, Ashley Crest. I recently sat down with Ashley to ask her about the job now that she's been in it for a month.
I've worked at KVNF for the last 4.5 years, working with events and underwriting and all things fundraising, and have lived here in the North Fork Valley for about 20 years and volunteered as a DJ, doing all sorts of music shows over the years off and on when I could get in here.
Why were you interested in becoming a general manager of KVNF?
My main motivation came from the idea that KVNF has served me over the years since I've lived here. And I feel very inspired to make a difference in the place where I live. And I think KVNF is a really excellent venue for that. It's a unique position, obviously, being the general manager. You have to balance a lot of different constituents. And it's in my nature to listen to all viewpoints and be inclusive. And I think that makes me a good fit for this organization. If you want to engage with the radio, there's all sorts of opportunities here. And I feel like it's a very welcoming place. And in a time when there's so much happening in society that aims to divide us and discourage engagement, I think public media has the opposite effect. I truly believe that people can count on us. We're the local voices of your friends and neighbors, and that's something you can lean into, something you can trust.
What is your vision for the station's future? What are you looking forward to bringing to our Western Slope communities?
One of the visions I have for KVNF is to expand our metrics and see how people are actually using KVNF so that that can drive our content and our programming. With Studio M, I see more broad coverage in the future with stories that are coming from the southern end of our listening area. The 89.1 signal is so strong, and I hope that within a year we have high school students, maybe out of Ridgeway or Montrose, using the facility to produce their own podcasts that we air, or even attending live events where listening sessions are set up to get feedback from the community about new music that comes into the station, or the idea of local storytelling events. I also see our radio station growing responsibly, maintaining our grant with the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, continuing our relationship with Rocky Mountain Community Radio, and bringing capital coverage reports from Denver to our listeners. We also recently added a weekday news magazine called Colorado Edition. Having more live broadcasts from other venues around our listening area and expanding our news coverage with the help of freelance reporters will provide more excellent public affairs shows of our own.
And that was Ashley Crest, KVNF's new general manager. For KVNF, I'm Jody Peterson.
And finally today, if you want to work outside in Colorado this summer, you can apply for any of the hundreds of seasonal positions available at Colorado State Parks. A variety of jobs are available, including seasonal ranger, visitor services, interpreter, education specialist, and maintenance. Most jobs start in May and continue into September. Colorado operates 41 parks in every corner of the state. In 2019, more than 15 million people visited Colorado state parks. Interested applicants should go to a state park office to talk to staff about available positions. Applications, however, must be filed online at the Colorado Parks and Wildlife website. Applicants must be at least 16 years old. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, March 6th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.